You hungry? I'm not talking about whether you had breakfast or not. I'm talking about hungry to make sales. Now, two things today. Firstly, what is hunger? And I really want you to discuss this in your teams. And the second thing we're going to talk about is how you get it. So hunger can be, as I mentioned, wanting to get that next sale, doing everything that you can. Hunger can be wanting to smash your targets. Hunger can be wanting to reach your goals. Hunger can be wanting to be better than you were yesterday. Hunger can be wanting to be number one in the team. Hunger can be not wanting to fail. Hunger can be reaching that goal, achieving that holiday, achieving that financial gain. Whatever it is for you, that is hunger. Now, discuss more ways what hunger is, but the second point is, how do you get it? Well, often when a manager is hiring a salesperson, you ask them, they'll often look for innate hunger, inbuilt hunger. What am I talking about? Well, if you interview somebody and they've got kids, for example, they've got a big mortgage or they've got debt even, then they have to earn money. So therefore, generally, they're hungry to do well. Make sense? Whereas if you're at home with mum and dad and everything's paid for, then you're going to have to create your own hunger, because hunger is super powerful. The best salespeople I've ever come across in my years of training and selling myself are hungry. So it's things like keeping busy. To be quite frank, there's so much downtime and so many people relying on big deals coming through that they get lazy. Don't be lazy. Don't rely on that big deal coming through. If you pick up the phone right now with a new sales call, if you follow that person up that you spoke to last week and you make the sale, then if the big sale happens as well, awesome. You're actually going to absolutely smash it. But too often we rely on the big sale coming through. We ease off and then maybe it doesn't happen and then we're really behind the eight ball. So keep going. Have clear goals. Make sure you really want to achieve them. Look at the top performers around you. They're busy. They keep active. They keep getting on the phones. They keep following up. They keep improving. That's what it is to be hungry. And when you're hungry, you make lots of money. You make lots of sales. You have a better lifestyle. You have more choices. But it's getting into that habit, because again, the best salespeople I've ever come across are hungry. And they, once they're finished with a customer, they're on to the next. That becomes habitual, and then before you know it, it's just how you are. Whereas most average salespeople are not like that. They're making cups of coffee, they're chatting a lot, they make a call every now and again. It's your choice. Do you want to be average or do you want to be next level? Because again, wherever you're at, even if you're experienced, even if you're getting good results right now, there is a next level, and that often comes down to the hunger that you've got. So be hungry, discuss in your teams, and I look forward to hearing about those sales. Cheers.